An Iowa law declaring marriage to be between one man and one woman is unconstitutional. That's according to a ruling issued today by the Iowa Supreme Court. The court's unanimous ruling took many by surprise and makes Iowa the third state now where same-sex couples can marry. From Des Moines, Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
Six Iowa couples went to court 4 years ago to force the issue of same-sex marriage here. They sued a county recorder in Des Moines who denied them marriage licenses. Today's ruling left them looking stunned and elated.
My name is Kate Varnum, and I'd like to introduce you to my fiancé, Trish Varnum. Today I am proud to be a lifelong Iowan. This is a great day for Iowa.
The case here was modeled on similar ones in other states where results had been mixed. Connecticut, Massachusetts, and California courts approved gay marriage, though in California, voters later passed a ballot measure that revoked the right to same-sex marriage. Today's ruling, a unanimous decision in a Midwestern state, took on a greater significance for some. One lawyer who litigates gay rights cases said the Iowa decision suggests the mainstreaming of gay marriage. Camilla Taylor, who's with the gay rights advocacy group Lambda Legal, agrees.
I think it is important that we're seeing a state that is not on the coast and that in many ways is the heart of our country.
Taylor says the Iowa case turned on legal issues very similar to those in the other states where gay marriage bans were upheld. So why the different result here? While somewhat at a loss to explain, many cite a strong tradition in Iowa courts for civil rights. The Iowa Supreme Court has the final say on gay marriage here unless voters amend the Constitution, and that's the last best hope of critics of today's decision. In an impassioned address outside the Supreme Court chambers, Republican activist Danny Carroll says the people should rule on gay marriage, not the courts.
We are not governed by courts, and this should be before the legislature. They should act quickly and have it on the ballot so that people can vote on it in 2012.
2012 being the absolute earliest a constitutional amendment could jump through the required hoops in the legislature and end up on the ballot. Gay rights activist Brad Clark says if the Constitution is amended, it's not clear what the fate of the couples who marry in the meantime would be.
If that scenario played out, similarly, we've seen it in California, yes, of how this has played out. I mean, I would leave it to the legal experts to understand what that would mean for the couples.
Today's decision gives county officials who issue marriage licenses 3 weeks to prepare for adding gay and lesbian couples to the marriage rolls. One of the attorneys who represented the couples had this advice: go out, get married, live happily ever after. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Des Moines.